Hi, hello everybody. I hope we are all well. My name is George, it's the FPL Banter Pod. And we're done. Game Week 33 is done. Double Game Week 33 is done. And we go on to blank Game Week 34. Was Double Game Week 33 a success? It was, I think. I got a big pot of jam. Like Winnie the Pooh would get a big pot of honey. And I got a 16-pointer out of that jam. So, obviously, I think everyone in the world would have had João Pedro, whether it was free hit or in a normal team, for those who bench boost or triple captained. And I fell into the Chelsea trap, I won't lie. I was set on my team. I'm in an Arium, whether to go Bruno, whether to go Okafor. And in the end, I went Palmer and Pedro. Obviously, Palmer got his 2-pointer because he didn't turn up for the Brighton game. But João Pedro didn't turn up at all. Which meant I got 4 points of from the João Pedro benching. And then, really, Palmer should have been Bruno, in theory. So it could have been a little bit better. I went Gross over Hinshelwood. To be fair, I never really considered Hinshelwood, so I'm okay with that. Scott over Tavernier, that's the one I kind of wish I just bought into the whole Tavernier will get a haul hype, because he didn't get a big haul, but you know, he would have been a better pick. And the Senesi or Hill pick kind of hurt me a little bit. I know I got the clean in that, but going Senesi, I could have helped me a lot. But it was okay. We got a 108. So, you know, can't moan. Green Arrow as well. So we've gone from 144k to 125k now. So basically a 20 green. 20k green, so can't complain too much for that. I'll just go through the FPL Banter mini league table. Not sure if I mentioned it in the last pod, but no, I didn't. So Rory Scott has now joined that mini league. He's now part of our little group, so he's in. And I kind of forgot how good Rory is at FPL. I know he said he's having a difficult season, but This game week he's had, he's caught up to me. So not only have I got to worry about Claire now, I've got to worry about Rory. So it'll be a tight finish to the end of this FPL season. So I got 108. I passed the 2,000 mark, so 2,002 points. And then 23 points behind me is Claire. She used her bench boost. She only beat my game week score by 4 points. So I've got very lucky there. Because really, I thought she was going to hurt me this week and potentially go above me. And there was a period, if I got anyone else other than João Pedro, Claire probably would have... she'd probably be around 4 points behind me, but luckily I'm still 23 points ahead of her. However, I do have to take a hit or two this week, so that gap will probably go to 15. More on that later. Claire's second with a 179. Rory, as I said, is joined the clan and a whopping 122. So he is 13 points behind Claire. Now in fourth is Steve. He's only 3 points behind Rory, though. So a little battle for third place there between them two. And then Louise in fifth with a 104, 19.26. Steve got 112, by the way, this game week. So well done to him. Duncan with the same score as Louise. So he's sitting in sixth with a 1.917. Nicole, too shy of the 100 club, in seventh with a 1.912. Kelly with a nice 116 this week, who is now 8th with a 1903. Lovely Fiona, 90 points with a 1876. And bottom of the pile, unfortunately, is Andrew with a 95 this week, but he's on a 1795. So, Yeah, very tight finish we're leading on to in our little group, which, yeah, it's exciting. I think it's made me make a few rash decisions where I have a few rules in FPL, and one of the rules is don't bench premiums, which I did the week before when I benched a 9-pointer from Virgil and Roofs as well. I won't call Roofs a premium, but really you should play the better keeper in that situation. So that was a mistake on my part, because if I didn't do that, I'd probably be 40 points ahead of Claire rather than the 23. And my second rule is don't trust Chelsea. The Man United defence were apparently all out, and I just thought, well, this is stupid. We need to get Palmer, we need to get João Pedro if Man United have no defence. And I think I kind of forgot this isn't like an Amorim Man United, this is a Carrick Man United who do play good football, who are playing Bruno in the right positions, are now playing a back four instead of a back three. And obviously, Chelsea this week have been dreadful, utter guff. And it's been proven with Liam Rossini getting the sack. And Callum McFarlane, I think his name is now the interim till the end of the season. So it's like, well, hang on, do we now hold on to these Chelsea players? Are they going to all of a sudden perform again because Rossini is now out the door? I mean, in the one game McFarlane had was against City and he got a draw. So who knows? But yeah, that's the tale of the tape for this week. I'll go through my free hit briefly just so we can have a little chat about everything that happened this week. And then we'll go on to the blank game week, which I've had a few discussions with the group and it's caused a debate where I think people are generally considering whether I've lost the plot or not, which is, some would say, fair. Others, I don't know, I just, maybe because I have a sort of a connection to this sort of club because my mum supports them and, you know, there's other people who I care about that support them. Maybe that's clouding my judgment while I've kind of stuck with this certain team for the last 2 months or so. But yeah, we'll go through it. So we'll go through my team first. Little tune while I get it loaded up. Right, so Darlow and Strout got me, and Darlow with an 8 and Strout with a 10. So Leeds double defence. I wasn't on that. I was on Verbruggen and I had Verbruggen, and then it was sort of like the defence was a bit of a, I didn't really know what to do. And in the end, I decided to go 2 Leeds back and then O'Reilly and Hill. Yeah, look, Leeds did what we thought they'd do, get a clean sheet against Wolves. That's exactly what they did. And they're out of it now. They're safe as houses. I mean, if they go on a little run, they could even get a mid-table finish, which would be great for them, really, because, you know, Farke was meant to be out the door sort of before a Chelsea game, and then they won that game, and they've kind of kicked on from there. They've had to battle it out, but they're safe as houses, and fair play to them. O'Reilly with a 13, getting the assist for Haaland's goal against Arsenal, who are really low on confidence at the moment. Look like they're going to bottle another league title, potentially. But O'Reilly, man, he could have had another goal yesterday, which would have hurt, because Stephen Rory had O'Reilly as captain. So that could have hurt me a lot, actually. But luckily, he only got a 13 this week. In terms of the mini league, that's good. I think in terms of my rank, if he did score, it would have been a lot better. But, you know, I think City will go on and win this title now, because this is what Pep does. Pep knows what to do in these types of situations. Albeit, it was a little bit nervy last night, because despite Haaland scoring quite early on, and Cherky hitting the bar before that, and then they had 28 shots, I think, in the end, and only scoring that one goal. I mean, it should have been a lot more, but it is what it is. Hill with the 5, Senesi would have been a better pick, but Obviously, Hill gets another own goal, and it's just hit him and it goes in. It's another one of them for Hill, and he's done that twice now. So I think it's simply just wrong man at the wrong place, wrong time for Justin Hill. But yeah, look, we'll take the five and move. And then a midfield five because of the João Pedro not turning up. So Scott with a five. Yeah, he got DEFCON. He got a one-pointer in the first game against Newcastle. And then he got 90 minutes in the Leeds game, and then he got DEFCON as well. And he got it quite quickly, to be fair. I think it's another 20 minutes on after he got it. Excuse me. Palmer with a two. Blanked in the Man United game and then didn't turn up for the Brighton game. Semenya with a fight. Now, Semenya's the one. And I wish I'd backed Cherki. And I think the ownership just got to me a little bit. Cherki was the pick. Semenya's not been great at the moment. I still think Semenya will come good eventually. He should have had a goal yesterday. He should have had an assist yesterday as well. And another day, Semenya does get a haul. But in terms of FPL going forward, I will probably hold him till the end of the season. But yeah, it's just annoying. Pascal Grob with an 16. In assist in both games, got bonus points as well. Got a clean sheet in a Chelsea game. And yeah, ended up with 5 bonus points in the 2 games altogether. Okafor with 16, scored clean sheet in the game against Wolves, and then he just got a 2-pointer in the game against Bournemouth. And then Haaland, my captain, with 26, and I held on to Thiago in the end, which didn't work out because Brentford drew 0-0. He nearly got DEFCON. I think it was 4 away from DEFCON, but yeah, just a bad day in the office for Brentford and Thiago on that one. So a 108. Yeah, look, I'm happy with it. It could have been a lot worse if João Pedro did turn up, and luckily he didn't. And that's why you leave. That's why even on a free hit, you leave your plan B on the bench, because you never know what happened. Like, you know, there was no news that João Pedro wasn't fit for the double, and then, you know, all of a sudden he ain't fit for the double. So if make sure that bench on a free hit does have a plan B on it. But yeah, so we'll go on to the blank game week. So I currently have 7 fit. There is 9 on my sheet, but Romero is definitely not fit, and Gordon is rumoured not to play. Well, Gordon's apparently injured, but, you know, news reports coming out, he wants to leave Newcastle, that Bayern are clocking in, Arsenal want him, I think Liverpool want him as well, I think Chelsea have even come into the race for him, and I think Newcastle have already told clubs that if you want him, it's going to cost about 80 million. And then obviously Eddie Howe's heard that news, and he's like, right, well, if you want to leave us, then I'm not going to pick you. I don't think it's an injury. I generally do think Howe's just gone, right, well, you're getting the exact treatment. I think that's what's happened here. So that's another problem I've got to deal with. So I'll tell you what I have, what we'll play. So I've got Ruth's in goal, which is fine. He's at home to Forest. Don't mind it. Gabriel, who I surely Arsenal get a clean sheet in this game. Maybe even gets a goal. Virgil as well. They're the top 2 defenders you probably do want this game week. Then Romero, as I said, but he's injured, so he will be a transfer out. Then a midfield 4 of Bruno Fernandes, Dan Gotara, Harry Wilson, and then Anthony Gordon, who also will come out for a transfer. And then just Thiago up front on his own at the moment with João Pedro and Haaland blanking. So let's talk about Romero first. So Romero is out. He done his knee ligament 2 weeks ago. And Pedro Porro will be coming in for him. I haven't thought about anyone else other than Pedro Porro. And just to make it a little bit quicker so we can have this conversation. I am 95% sure Anthony Gordon will become Xavi Simmons. So that's a double Spurs for me. Why? Because people will say, George, you're going double on a team that has not won a game this year, this calendar year, in the Premier League. I get that. However, I've watched Spurs closely since the Zerbi's come in. Porro is playing a more advanced role, like he did under Ange Postecoglou. He scored the other day. He's now back on set pieces. He was, and I agree with Sam what she said on the FPL on the FPL family stream. That's Porro's best. She said it was his best ever performance. I'm not sure about that, but it was definitely his best performance this season. All right, Brugge's made a little bit of a mistake for the goal. But as I said, Pedro Porro's on the set pieces. He's on the corners. He's on the free kicks. He's playing a lot better. He's coming forward a bit more. And they've got Wolves. They've got Wolves away who are relegated. Like, if Spurs can't... And by the way, Spurs have looked a lot better. I think people are forgetting they drew. They were minutes away from beating a very good Brighton side. You know, Brighton were excellent against Chelsea. They were good against Spurs as well. If it weren't for a Danzo mistake, Spurs win that game as well. And I think if Spurs win that game, I think the narrative changes a lot where people are like going, really? You're going double Spurs? Really? I think it does change a bit. Porro's 100% in. And he's a solid pick till the end of the season while Spurs still haven't something to play for. Xavi Simmons. Now, with Xavi Simmons, it's all about his fitness. Because he had a great game, scored a great goal against Brighton, and then he got cramp in the last 5 minutes. So his fitness is in question. But while Maddison is still injured, by the way, he's not fit. He was on that bench purely for morale reasons. But if Xavi plays like that till the rest of the season, he's a good pick. Now, the problem I have here, if Spurs don't beat Wolves and then Everton go and if West Ham go and beat Everton, and then in theory it could be done and dusted. I have no doubt in my mind that Spurs won't win this game. And I know that's a brave thing to say with a team that's not won a game this year. You can't. The Wolves are done. They got nothing to play for except pride. If they have any. I mean, they've just been relegated and potentially have been one of the worst teams in the Premier League this season that we've ever seen. Along with Burnley, to be honest. They just can't lose it. They looked a lot better against Brighton. They should have won it. And they should have got a draw at Sunderland away 2 weeks ago. I do have a little bit of a bias for Spurs because, as I said, my mum supports them and, Sam, I just want it to go well for Sam as well because it's been a tough season for Spurs fans. And I don't mind Spurs and I'm in the camp where I do think they're too big to go down. And I think it would actually be bad for the Premier League if they did go down. And I think they have some good players. Look, Porro's a world-class player. And Simmons ain't there yet. But I think under the right manager, like De Zerbi, he could be a real FPL asset till the end of the season. And maybe even next season as well. So they're done. I get it. It's Spurs. You can't trust Spurs like I can't trust Chelsea. I do get it. But as De Zerbi said, he expects now to win the next five. I don't think they'll win the next five, by the way. But even if we compare, because really the shootout of relegation now is Spurs and West Ham. And I think Spurs have a much nicer run than West Ham, especially in their next three. Spurs have got Wolves who are already down. Then they got Villa. All right. Villa are a good side. They basically got a Champions League spot. But they're obviously playing on the Thursday night before that game as well. So there could be some tired legs in that game. So Spurs can capitalise on that. And they have And I think they will, by the way. And then they got Leeds again, who are safe. Now, fair play. Leeds are actually playing some good stuff at the moment. And I think they, you know, that they won't just drop tools because Spurs are coming and they need a win. I think it'll be a tough game. But again, I think they can get something. And I think tomorrow, Saturday's game with Wolves is a must win. They have to win it, no matter what. And then if they can get a point at Villa and a point at Leeds, that might just be enough. Because I don't see West Ham winning any of the next three games. And then it's the striker position. Now, I've thought about this a lot today. A lot. Because this is a position I'm worried about. João Pedro was seen in training today. I'm not sending Haaland at the moment. And I'm not sending Thiago because he has a fixture in 34. So João Pedro, if someone's got to go in that front three at the moment, it is João Pedro. Now Rossini is gone, I'm almost wondering, well, hang on. Chelsea's still got an outside chance of getting Champions League football. Is this McFarlane guy maybe the guy Chelsea wanted in? Maybe they took a liking to him before Rossini came in anyway. And they're now going to, you know, play again. Maybe they just dropped tools Chelsea because they didn't want him. They wanted Rossini gone. Because they acted quite quickly on it. So maybe there's something in that. I don't know. But it would not shock me if Chelsea now, next week, they'll beat Leeds in the cup and then they just go and have a masterclass afterwards. And I don't really want to do an in and out. If I'm selling João Pedro, I just want to say, right, I've sold him. That's it. I'm done with Chelsea for the rest of the season. And trust me, as a Brentford fan, I would love to just say I'm done with Chelsea for the rest of the season. However, I'm not sure who there's no one in that front three right now who I definitely want. And that's the worrying thing. Like, obviously, the popular pick this week is Ollie Watkins, because, and I have to give credit to Sam for this, because I didn't really consider Watkins at all until I had a chat with Sam on the Zoom. And she said, you know, she basically said that Ollie Watkins wants a seat on that plane. He wasn't in the last international break with England. And I do think he wants a seat on that plane. And I think he's good enough to be on that plane. He's just not really shown it this season. However, he scored 2 goals against Sunderland last weekend. I think he scored in Europe as well. The only thing with Watkins, he's a minute risk. And Villa don't really need to play in the Premier League now. They pretty much got a Champions League spot. Obviously, you know, Watkins will want to perform. He will want a seat on that plane. So I still think he's an option. The problem with Ollie, I think he's a 60-minute man, which is the worry. The other option is Jarrod Bowen, who, again, will want a seat on that plane. He was in a relegation shootout with Spurs. The only thing with Bowen, he does have a harder run. But he loves an assist. I'm not sure if he's on penalties. I don't think he is anymore, but I'm not too sure. Because I know it was, what's his name? I forgot his name now. He left, didn't he? He went to, I can't remember now. Lucas Summon? No, it's gone. He might be in pens, who knows? So Bowen, yeah, Bowen's an option. Now this is going to sound really, really crazy. I've considered Dom Solanke as well. So I've considered going treble Spurs. Which is crazy. I know that's crazy. It is. However, he also wants a seat on that plane. And I don't think Tuchel takes Kane, Watkins and Solanke and Calvert-Lewin. I think he'll take two. I think he's going to take Kane and someone else. I don't think he's going to take that many strikers. He may take three. And I think I think he likes Calvert-Lewin. And he'll take Kane, obviously, because Kane's just a joke. And then it's a shootout between Watkins and Solanke, in my opinion. Now, Solanke should be a 90-minute man, should play every single game to the rest of the season, should start to the rest of the season. The only caveat is Richarlison. I'm a little bit surprised Richarlison didn't play the other day against Brighton. So there is that little worry that maybe benches Solanke and plays Richarlison. I think you should play them together, to be honest. So there is that option. I'm not really sure who I want to go for. There are 200,000 managers have already gone for Watkins, and I feel like I'm gonna be pressured into going there. But I don't mind the Solanke pick, you know. I really don't. And it really is tempting. But at the moment, Porro's locked and Xavi Simons is locked. And then that second striker spot to then have 10 players for game week 34 is between Watkins and Solanke, I think. In terms of... Also, again, I'm not going to sell Semenyo because they've got a double coming up. I really like Rice this week. Now, I know Arsenal are shot to pieces, but Newcastle are crap. Like, they're really bad. I think if there was a game where Arsenal need to bounce back, send a bit of a statement, say, hang on, we're not giving this title up yet, they've got to go and attack Newcastle. And I think Rice needs to be able to go into the eight role again. I think he's been too defensive in the last couple of games. And I think Rice will get a goal or an assist this weekend. But, I mean, I could do Gordon to Rice. I'm quite set on the Simons thing. But, you know, I'm not going to sell Semenyo. If City didn't have a double in 36 or 37, I would be very tempted to leave the striker position, get Gordon for Simons, and then sell Semenyo for Rice, which is an outside possibility, because then I could just sell Dango or Wilson for Cherki or Semenyo in 36 for the double. Because City do have a harder running, so Treble City might not be... I want Treble City, but for 35 it might not be essential that I do. That's a potential thing I might do. Obviously, the only thing is Semenyo's ownership, so he could hurt me in 35. Who have they got in 35? I mean, they got Everton away, which is a hard game at the moment. And, you know, they only put one past Burnley, which there will be nerves for City going into that game. So that's an outside option. But I definitely Romero in and... Porro in and Simons in for Gordon and Romero. And then I'm either going to sell Semenyo and get Rice, or I'm going to sell João Pedro and get Watkins or Solanke. Captaincy. it probably will be Bruno. I have considered Simons this weekend. However, Bruno's the Monday night with Brentford. You just got to go Bruno, haven't you? It's just a safe bet. I would like to go a little bit different. I would like to maybe go for a Simons or go for whoever the other striker is if I do get one, Watkins or Solanke. But in this time of the season, I don't think I can go differential. I think the only time I might go differential is 38, where I just go, screw it, we're going to take a home run swing. A big differential captain, but yeah, I don't think this is a week for it. I think play safe, captain Bruno, but I am very, very tempted to captain Xavi Simons. Yeah, that's it, really. Yeah, as I said, the two Spurs boys are in, and then I just got to make a decision on whether I get Rice for Semenyo or I take a punt on Watkins or Solanke for João Pedro. It's going to be a nervy game week. This could be the game week where Clare overtakes me. But we have to wait and see. But yeah, thank you all for listening. And green arrows.